Story number 77. They would not bow down. Do you remember hearing about these three young men? Yes, they are the friends of Daniel, who refused to eat what was not good for them. The Babylonians called them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But look at them now. Why aren't they bowing down to this huge image like everyone else? Let's find out. Do you remember the laws that Jehovah himself wrote called the Ten Commandments? The first one of these is, "You must not worship any other gods except me." The young men here are obeying this law, even though it is not an easy thing to do. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has called many important people to honor this image that he has set up. He has just finished saying to all the people, "When you hear the sound of the horns, the harps, and the other musical instruments, you are to bow down and worship this gold image. Anyone who does not bow down and worship will be thrown into a burning hot furnace right away." When Nebuchadnezzar learns that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have not bowed down, he is very angry. He has them brought to him. He gives them another chance to bow down. But the young men trust in Jehovah. "Our God, whom we serve, is able to save us," they tell Nebuchadnezzar. "But even if he does not save us, we will not bow down to your image of gold." At hearing this, Nebuchadnezzar is even more angry. There is a furnace nearby, and he commands, "Heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it was before." Then he has the strongest men in his army tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and throw them into the furnace. The furnace is so hot that the strong men are killed by the flames. But what about the three young men whom they threw in? The king looks into the furnace and becomes very much afraid. "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the burning hot furnace?" he asks. "Yes, we did," his servants answer. "But I see 4 men walking around in the fire," he says. "They are not tied up, and the fire is not hurting them. And the 4th one looks like a god." The king goes closer to the door of the furnace and cries out, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come on out, you servants of the Most High God." When they come out, everyone can see that they have not been hurt. Then the king says, "Let the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be praised. He has sent his angel and saved them because they would not bow down and worship any god except their own." Isn't this a fine example of faithfulness to Jehovah for us to follow?